97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
All three of the main players in studio, myself being the main one, of course.
Right.
Obviously.
Trisha, Old Roy.
Woohoo.
Old Roy had never heard of Wordle until the break.
Mm-hmm.
And he walked in and we said, have you heard of Wordle? And he said, no. Which
that
means that you do nothing fun.
Never. No, it's I'm all about business and work and seriousness all the time.
Do you want to, speaking of business, do you want to share your brilliant idea that you just had, or do you want to keep it to yourself because it's good business?
I'll share this one with the world.
Open source?
That's how I am.
Okay, go ahead. Somebody can make this.
Yeah. Just a takeoff of the Wordle.
Yes, which you just learned about.
Which I just learned about. I suggest we create Nerdle, which is where you play a clip of a Star Wars movie, very short, and you have to guess which movie of the nine, or even the offshoot movies, it's from.
It's genius.
It's brilliant.
It would work.
Yeah.
If somebody did that, it actually would become a thing.
Mm-hmm.
It might not be as big as New York Times Wordle, but...
Well, it started here on the Wiggins Show. So.
Okay. That's not what the show's called, but we do have... quandaries for you guys this week, and I'm going to start with the easiest ones that I got, and then I'll move into the ones that I had to actually look up the answer. And these are the less like moral quandaries ones. These are a little bit more the riddles type that you brought,
Trisha. I like these.
Yeah.
Especially because I know all the answers.
Yes. You are really good at these.
Very good.
And I memorized them.
Did you?
No.
Is that what the secret is? Because, I mean, she did send them to me. All right. This is the first one. I got it right away. Hopefully you will too. Arnold Schwarzenegger has a long one. Michael J. Fox has a short one. Madonna does not use hers. Bill Clinton always uses his. The Pope never uses his. What is it?
I know it. Not because I cheated.
It's really easy, and maybe it's because I'm reading it. Maybe hearing it's a little harder.
Well, they're trying to infer something that it's not.
Yeah, wieners.
Yeah. Obvious.
I like how Ryan starts all these with, it was super easy, I knew it.
But it's true. Telling you anything that's false. I did know it. I got it right away, super fast. How about
Obviously.
You, Roy?
He's so smart.
I'm out.
Can I say it?
Yeah.
Last names.
Yep. Yep, Arnold Schwarzenegger has a long one. Michael J. Fox has a short one. I got it right after that. Mm-hmm. But then Madonna doesn't use hers.
Yeah.
Bill Clinton always uses his.
That's so easy.
Uh-huh. The Pope never uses his.
And it was right there in front
of us. Yes, it was. It was right there dangling right in front of you the whole
time.
They
did dangling. They did try to make it sound dirty, though.
They did.
Fun.
Mm-hmm.
They did. Okay, also got this one, just so you know. What five-letter word becomes shorter when you add two letters to it? Five-letter word that becomes shorter when you add two letters to it. And
oh,
just
I know it.
You got it? Because
yeah.
I had to read it a certain way. You want me to read it one more time, Roy? You're a little slow.
No,
on the pickup.
I got you. I'm thinking that you're making it a fraction or something.
You're not even on the right path at all.
It's a word.
Yeah. It's a five-letter word
and it becomes...
that becomes shorter when you add two letters
short.
To it. Yes, thank you.
That's exactly right. Well done, Roy.
Last one of the ones that I got, because then there's a couple that I didn't. What makes this number unique? And I only actually half got this, because there's like a second layer of the answer.
It's big of you to admit that.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you the ones I got wrong, too, in a minute. What makes this number unique? 8,549,176,320. Now, I know that that's hard to hear, so I'll show you the number just in case you want to see it.
I can't.
There, right there, right where my finger is.
Eight trillion.
549,176,320.
No repeating numbers.
You get it?
I get it now, I guess.
That's the part I got, because it's true. That's all 10 digits right there in
a different
number. The question they want you to go further with is why in that order? And I did not get that part.
Fibonacci sequence.
It's the Fibonacci sequence. Explain that, Roy.
I don't know. I saw it in a movie once.
I've never heard Nerdle. That word in my life.
It's in all the Dan Brown books. Oh, and is the it? Da Vinci Code stuff.
Okay. Never read them.
Yeah.
The answer is every digit listed, which you said, in alphabetical order, if you were to spell it out. There's no way. I never would have gotten that. Would you?
No. I'm still trying to play. I have read the Dan Brown books, and I didn't get it.
Fibonacci code.
Fibonacci.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, two left that I did not get the answer to. Here you go. A sundial has the fewest moving parts of any timepiece. Which has the most moving parts of any timepiece? Once you hear it, you're going to get angry at it.
I have a guess.
Do you have a guess first? Because my first thought was like a complex Rolex or something. But that's not it.
It's probably something dumb like the solar system.
It is something stupid like that. Do you know what it is?
I would have guessed an hourglass because of the sand.
You got it.
Yes.
That's
it. Nailed it.
Yeah, because there's thousands of pieces of sand in it that are moving. It's so stupid.
Dumb. That was a dumb one.
It is dumb, but good job.
Thank you, though. Thank you, guys.
Last one of the riddles, and I did not get this one. This one is a really good one, though. It's one that once you get it, you're like, and those are the really good ones. In 1990... a person is 15 years old. In 1995, that same person is 10 years old. How can this be?
In 1990,
yes.
A person is 15 years old.
Yes.
In 1995,
is that a leap year thing?
That same person is 10 years old. No, but the age goes down. They would still age forward, right? Because that's not the same thing. Oh, they were born on February 29th. No, because they'd still gain a year every 4 years if you were doing that. Is really hard.
Are they Brad Pitt in that thing where they age backwards?
Benjamin Button.
No.
Yeah, that was
it's
weird.
Not Benjamin Button.
Can we have a hint?
It's really hard to give you a hint. I mean, it is legitimately... There's a trick to it, but I racked my brain trying to figure out how does somebody age backwards? That's not even possible.
So knowing that that's not possible, that's not what they're at. That the question isn't. So that part isn't true. Like the question is misleading.
No, the question is not misleading. That's what's so good about this one is that when I saw the answer, I was like, dang it, that's so good. And you had to think so far outside of the box to get it. But it's right. I'll give you another 30 seconds of thinking about it. I'll read it one more time. Okay. In 1990, a person is 15 years old. In 1995, that same person is 10 years old. How can this be?
This is a tough one.
It is really
it's
tough.
Really hard.
Trisha, you think you're so good at these.
Yeah, I defer to Trisha.
And now we come up with a hard one, and now you're stuck.
I even cheated and everything.
Yeah, it's kind of embarrassing.
It is super embarrassing.
You know you're on the radio right now doing this?
On the Wiggins Show.
On the Wiggins Show. Thanks, Roy.
Wiggins World.
You know how many people Nerdle. Want me to call the show that because it rolls off the tongue so much easier?
Yeah.
Wiggins World is pretty great.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah.
And I chose against it on purpose.
There's no hint you can give us?
There really isn't. Mm-hmm. I don't know how to give it to you.
This
Actually, yes. Okay, here. I'll give you this hint, and then you'll probably get it right away. No, I don't know how to phrase it, though. In 1990... there's no way. I'll just tell you what it is.
Okay.
It's not AD. It's BC.
Oh.
In 1990 BC, a person is 15 years old. By the way that we go backwards from BC, the way we age people, in 1990, a person 15 years old. 1995, that same person's 10 years old. Because they were born in 2005 BC. Because we count backwards.
Do we? Is that how BC works?
That's how it works.
Wow.
Yeah.
That was tricky.
That's a good one, though.
You got us. You got us stumped.
Last one, and this one is a real kind of moral quandary. And I don't know the answer. Usually these don't have particular answers, which is why I like them.
Roy's going to know it.
Okay. And this is kind of a legal
Fibonacci.
One, too. So
he read a lot of Dan Brown.
Yeah. So, okay. If a guy jumps from a building, skyscraper, with the intention of killing himself, but on the way down is shot dead by a bullet fired from an apartment from a husband who wanted to scare his wife with an empty gun, but the gun was secretly loaded by the suicidal guy. Because he wanted the husband to actually kill his wife. Is this case a suicide or a murder?
Holy mackerel. Okay, let's unwrap this.
Yeah,
thing.
Yeah.
So he wants the wife dead.
He wants the wife dead.
So he secretly loads the husband's gun.
Yes.
Thinking the husband will just shoot.
The husband is going to scare his wife, but didn't actually intend to kill
her.
And
the jumper knows about this scare prank?
Apparently he does.
But then he's so guilty about loading
the gun. Maybe
the
husband always does this to his wife. Like, I'll shoot you if you're not making my eggs right.
Well, why would he go through the trouble of planning this big prank and then just go kill himself before it happens?
Well, maybe there's something much deeper involved here, Roy. I don't know the answer.
From the jumper, this jumper is a hot mess.
Yeah,
express,
this dude's
man.
Messed up.
Yeah.
So it's an attempted murder from the jumper towards the wife. It's
Yes. But is the guy,
attempted
is the jumper,
suicide.
Did he kill himself or is it a murder?
Well.
So he loaded the gun.
Yeah, I mean, he died because somebody else shot him.
Yes.
So that is...
But he was already on his way to being dead.
And yes. The guy didn't know that the gun was loaded, so that would be involuntary manslaughter, right?
I think so. I think that's what it would be. However...
In the eyes of God, though, you've attempted suicide.
In the
so
eyes
you
of...
Can, yeah. You can take that up with your soul in the afterlife. But...
Cosmic justice would not really change here, I don't think.
Yeah.
But and I don't even know that legally it would change. Because the guy was clearly trying to kill himself. I don't know that you could take it to somebody to court.
Nothing. The guy who shot might be charged with reckless behavior of some kind. But
and because the gun was loaded, the guy's going to have a hard time proving that somebody else loaded that gun. So he's probably going to go do at least some time for attempted manslaughter or attempted murder for his wife, right?
Yeah, he would have to do something would have to happen there if this was not just a one-time incident, especially if it was
aggravated
ongoing.
Assault.
Yeah.
But because the gun was loaded and it went off, they'd probably try to pin some kind of attempted murder charge on him towards his wife, not towards the jumper.
What floor of the building are they on?
13th.
13th floor. Oh, boy.
Uh-huh. I didn't just make that up.
That complicates it.
Mm-hmm. I think we solved it.
I think he walks.
I do too.
And the other guy's dead twice.
I think the marriage is probably in trouble. But
wait, you guys don't think the husband's going to be in trouble at all?
No.
You think he should be?
It's a fluke.
Well, he would be in trouble for wielding a gun at his wife, but not for this murder. I don't think he would get charged with
it. It would all be up to her. If she says, oh, he's just goofing, he does that all the time, and we didn't know it was loaded.
That's hilarious.
But if she was having an affair with the jumper... And now she's distraught.
Mm-hmm.
She might want to take it out on the husband.
Press charges against him. I think there is a case there.
We need to know more about this jumper's backstory.
This is why this is a quandary.
Mm.
This is the titular point of the whole segment is this is a quandary. And I think that we've mostly solved it. I think what we've done is said, we need more detail. Thank you.
Well, that's what we do here on The Wiggins Show.
That's what we do. Check out Nerdle online. Roy made it while we were talking. We'll be right back.
Get more at 971talk.com.